弟兄姊妹们，请翻到以西结书的47章。
Verses, please turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47.
我们从21节开始看几节。
And we'll begin with verse 21 for a few verses.
以西结书47章21到23。
Ezekiel chapter 47:21-23.
你们要按着以色列的支派彼此分这地，要研究分这地为业，归于自己和你们中间寄居的外人，就是在你们中间生养儿女的外人。你们要看他们如同以色列人中所生的一样，他们在以色列支派中要与你们同得地业，外人寄居在那支派中，你们就在那里分给他地业，这是主耶和华说的。
21. So you shall divide the land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. You shall divide it by lot for inheritance among yourselves and among the aliens who stay in your midst, who bring forth sons in your midst. And they shall be you as the native born among the sons of Israel. They shall be allotted an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And in the tribe with which the alien stays, there you shall give him his inheritance, declares the Lord God.
接着我们看48章。
And we'll continue on to chapter 48.
先看第一节到十二节。
And we'll first read from verse 1 to 12.
众支派按民所得之地记在下面，从北头由希特伦往哈马口到大马色地界上的哈萨以南，北边靠着哈马地，各支派的地都有东西的边界。
And now there are the names of the tribes from the northern extremity beside the way of Havilon to Lebo Hamath, as far as Hazar Enan at the border of Damascus, toward the north beside Hamath, running from east to west, Dan, one portion.
是Dan的一份，应该接上刚才的。
And then one portion.
埃什Dan的地界从道到西是亚瑟的一份，挨着亚瑟的地界从东到西是拿弗他利的一份，挨着拿弗他利的地界从东到西是马拿西的一份，挨着马拿西的地界从东到西是以法莲的一份，挨着以法莲的地界从东到西是流便的一份，挨着流便的地界从东到西是犹大的一份。
Besides the border of Dan, from the east side to the west side, Asher, one portion. Beside the border of Asher, from the east side to the west side, Naphtali, one portion. Beside the border of Naphtali, from the east side to the west side, Manasseh, one portion. Beside the border of Manasseh, from the east side to the west side, Ephraim, one portion. Beside the border of Ephraim, from the east side to the west side, Reuben, one portion. Beside the border of Reuben, from the east side to the west side, Judah, one portion.
挨着犹大的地界从东到西必有你们所当献的公地宽25000肘，从东界到西界长短与隔分之地相同，圣地当在当中，你们献与耶和华的公地要长25000肘，宽10000肘，这圣公地要归于祭司，北长25000肘，西宽10000肘，东宽10000肘，南长25000肘。耶和华圣地当在其中，这地要归于撒都的子孙中成为圣的祭司，就是那守我所吩咐的。当以色列人走迷的时候，他们不像那些利未人走迷了路，就要归他们为公地，是全地中至圣的公地，挨着利未人的地界。
Verse 8, and beside the border of Judah, from the east side to the west side, shall be the allotment which you shall set apart, 25,000 cubits in width, in length like one of the portions, from the east side to the west side, and the sanctuary shall be in the middle of it. The allotment that you shall set apart to the Lord shall be 25,000 cubits in length, and 10,000 in width. The holy allotment shall be for these, namely for the priests, toward the north 25,000 cubits in length, toward the west 10,000 in width, toward the east 10,000 in width, and toward the south 25,000 in length. And the sanctuary of the Lord shall be in its midst. It shall be for the priests who are sanctified of the sons of Zadok, which have kept my charge, who did not go astray when the sons of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. It shall be an allotment to them from the allotment of the land, a most holy place by the border of the Levites.
接下去我们就不看，要从21节开始。
And then we'll skip to verse 21.
圣宫地连归城之地两边的余地都要归王。王宫地的东边南北25,000肘，东至东界，西边西南。西边南北南25,000肘，西至西界与革分之地相同，都要归王。圣宫地和殿的圣地要在其中。
Verse 21, the remainder shall be for the prince on the one side and on the other of the holy allotment and of the property of the city, in front of the 25,000 cubits of the allotment toward the east border, and the westward in front of the 25,000 toward the west border, alongside the portions, it shall be for the prince, and the holy allotment and the sanctuary of the house shall be in the middle of it.
那然后从30节再开始。
And then we'll go to verse 30.
城的北面4,500肘，出城之处如下，城的阁门要按以色列支派的名字，北面有三门，一为流便门，一为犹大门，一为利未门。东面4,500肘，有三门，一为约瑟门，一为便雅悯门，一为但门。南面4,500肘，有三门，一为西面门，一为以撒迦门，一为西布伦门。西面4,500肘，有三门，一为加德门，一为亚瑟门，一为拿弗他利门。城市为共18,000肘，从此以后，这城的名字必称为耶和华的所在。
Verse 30, these are the exits of the city. On the north side, 4,500 cubits by measurement shall be the gates of the city named for the tribes of Israel. Three gates toward the north, the gate of Reuben, one, the gate of Judah, one, the gate of Levi, one. On the east side, 4,500 cubits shall be three gates, the gate of Joseph, one, the gate of Benjamin, one, the gate of Dan, one. On the south side, 4,500 cubits by measurement shall be three gates, the gate of Simeon, one, the gate of Issachar, one, the gate of Zebulun, one. On the west side, 4,500 cubits shall be three gates, the gate of Gad, one, the gate of Asher, one, the gate of Naphtali, one. The city shall be 18,000 cubits round about, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord is There.
我们今天要来到以西结的结束了。
Today we're coming to the end of the book of Ezekiel.
我们花了好多时间来看以西结书。
And we've spent much time in studying the book of Ezekiel.
特别看到最末了这几章的圣史时候，我们把它挪到主日来和弟兄姊妹们一同来留意。
And when we come to the last few chapters of the book, we have moved the studying of this book to Sunday to share with brothers and sisters.
那当我们留意落后这几章里头所说的事的时候，
And we pay attention to the things in the last few chapters.
你非常清楚地看见是指着在国度开始，这国度的时候，神的殿和神的地是怎么来处理。
And then you will see in the kingdom how the temple and the land of the Lord, how they are managed.
如果你光是从文字上面的记载去注意的话，
But if you only pay attention to the recording of the words,
你一定闷死的。
And then you'll be very puzzled.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你能越过文字上的那个沉闷而进到里头去的时候，
But if you can go beyond feeling bored about the words and enter into the inside,
你没有办法禁止你的喜乐从里头涌出来。
Then you cannot help but have joy coming out from within.
那我们读最末了这一段的这一大段的话的时候，
When we read the last few chapters,
我特别提醒弟兄姊妹要注意几件事，是不是？
I especially mentioned the brothers and sisters to pay attention to a few things.
就是神让以西结在灵里头给带到耶路撒冷所接受的启示的里边，神特别给他说的。
Which is in spirit, Ezekiel was brought to Jerusalem that God wanted to reveal something for him to pay attention.
告诉他，他说你不要注意外面的所看见的是什么。
And the Lord told him not to pay attention to external things.
你在这里所看到的一切。
All the things that you're seeing here.
你要注意的是什么呢？
What are you supposed to pay attention to first?
你眼睛所看见的。
What you can see with your eyes.
第二。
Second.
你耳朵所听见的。
And what you can hear from your ears.
第三。
And third.
你心里所想的。
And all that you can think about in your heart.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到主要以西结在最末了的那个启示的里头要留意的是留意这些的事物。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention. These are the things the Lord wants Ezekiel to pay attention to in the revelation.
我们曾经提过了。
And we've mentioned this before.
神在最末后给以西结的那一个启示里，把以色列从灵里带到耶路撒冷去的时候，并不是叫他看耶路撒冷的外貌。
And when God revealed all this to Ezekiel and brought him to Jerusalem, he did not want him to look at what's external.
也不是看那一个时候，就是国度的时候的圣殿是怎么样。
And also he did not want him to pay attention to the temple at that time, which is in the kingdom.
神就特别提他那三方面，你要注意哪一些。
But God mentioned especially about these three areas for him to pay attention to.
我不重复说了，不过我一定要把弟兄姊妹再提回那一个留意点，才能更深的注意到今天我们所读过的那个分地的经文。
And I would not repeat what I said, but I'd like to bring your attention to this point, and then so we can pay attention to the allotment of the land today.
简单的说来。
And to put it
simply. 那三件事情要以西结去注意。
And all these three things that Ezekiel is supposed to pay attention to.
注意什么？
What is he supposed to pay attention to?
注意你所现在所留意到的事情和从前的那些殿、那些城有什么区别？
To pay attention to what you can see now and what is the difference between this and the temple and the land of the city before.
当你看到那里有区别的时候，你怎么去认识那所表达的那个意义？
And when you see the differences, how are you to understand what it means?
那现在我们看了好几次，从圣殿看到耶路撒冷。
And we have studied a few times, studying from the temple to the city.
我愿意弟兄姊妹们，你不是从外面去看。
And I hope that brothers and sisters are not looking at it externally.
我们真实的能进到里面去看。
But we can truly enter in and look at
that way. 过去我们的交通里边都把里面的东西交通出来了。
And in our past sharing, we have shared on what's inside.
那归纳起来。
And to summarize it,
神要借着那一些事情来说明两件事。
And through these things, God wanted to explain two things.
第一件事情就是在国度里头的人是怎么得恢复的。
And first thing is, within the kingdom, how are the people restored?
今天我们所留意的是最末后的这一点点呢，是说到地在 国度的时候是怎么得恢复的。
And today when we are looking into the very last end bit of it, we are paying attention to how the land is restored.
在人和地都得着恢复的时候。
And when both men and the land are restored.
以色列人成为祭祀国度的实际就显出来了。
And the reality of the Israelites being the kingdom of priests will be manifested.
那么我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
那么我们看到今天最后一次的时候。
And today when we come to the last sharing.
那我们就已经看到了人的恢复和地的恢复都在以前的交通里边提过了。
And we know that we have already mentioned or briefly mentioned before about the restoration of man and land.
那么人和地都恢复过来了。
So when the man and the land are restored.
那现在在国度的里头怎么去显明以色列是祭司的国度这一个实际的。
Now within the kingdom, how is it to manifest that Israel is the kingdom of priests?
我们刚才读的经文你就看到一个事实。
And from the passages we just read, we'll see this one thing.
神在地的承受的分配上面来透过这一个安排去说明祭司的国度的实际。
Through the allotment of the land, God was there to explain the reality of the kingdom of priests.
那首先弟兄姊妹你注意到神先把那个地的范围做了一个介绍。
And verses pay attention. First, God was introducing the boundary of the land.
从哪里到哪里，从哪里到哪里，东西南北的那个界限都非常明显的给以色列人说得很清楚。
And God was very clear in letting the Israelites know where the borders are from where to where, north, south, east, west.
当然当时说的是对以西结来说了。
And of course at that time was speaking to Ezekiel.
那接着以西结是告诉那些被掳的犹太人，让他们知道他们还是有前途的。
And it is through Ezekiel, God spoke to those Israelites who were in exile to tell them they still have a future.
被掳是他们学功课。
To be sent into exile was a lesson for them.
他们功课学好了以后，他们是有前途的。
After they learned the lesson, they still had a future.
那个前途是什么呢？
So what was this future?
那从眼见的事物来看，
And from what's visible,
就是承受亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所接受的那个应许，得着那个真正的迦南地。
Which is to receive the promised land, the land of Canaan that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那个真正的迦南地呢，在47章里头，48章里面就给以色列有了那一个准确的范围。
And the real, the true Canaan, the land of Canaan was described in chapter 48, a very accurate boundary.
然后就按照这一个范围就给以色列分地了。
And then according to this boundary, the land was allotted to Israel.
那我们是在感谢主。
And we truly thank the Lord.
虽然在当时来说是启示。
Even though at that time it was a revelation.
但是实际是指出了到国度的时候那个地是怎么的处理。
But in reality, it is referring to in the time of kingdom how the land would be distributed.
因为在处理这些地的问题上面是很清楚的把祭司的国度的实意显出来的。
Because in terms of managing the land, it is to bring forth the reality of the kingdom of priests.
那为了要叫弟兄姊妹们比较容易领会那一个内容。
In order for brothers and sisters to understand the content more easily.
我匆匆忙忙地画了一个图。
And I have come up with this diagram.
这个图呢是给弟兄姊妹们在印象上面你知道分地里头有些什么的东西。
So that brothers and sisters would have an impression about how the land was allotted.
当弟兄姊妹你一想起分地的时候。
And when brothers and sisters, when you think about allotment of the land.
你非常容易的会想起耶稣亚 领以色列人进迦南的时候，那个时候他们分地是怎么分法？
And you can be easily reminded when the Israelites were entering into Canaan, how the land was divided by Joshua.
弟兄姊妹都记得，当如果你读过约书亚记的时候，你一定会记得他们当时分地的情形。
And if you have studied the book of Joshua, you would have remembered how the land was divided.
神说他们要按照他们所分到的地去分居。
And God said that they are to, according to the land that's given to them, they would live there.
他们怎么分呢？
And how was the land divided?
他们就把地划成了一段一段一段的划好。
So they have separated the, or divided the land into different portions.
就让他们的每一个支派的首领去抽签。
And then for the leaders of the tribes to cast lot.
那他抽到哪一个签就是哪一块地。
So whatever lot they drew, then the land would belong to them.
但是在抽签以前呢？
But before they drew the lot,
神就有宣告有一个条件。
God gave them this condition.
那个条件是人多就得大块的，人小的就拿小块的。
And the condition was if you have more people, then you have a bigger piece of land. If you have less, you have a smaller piece.
弟兄姊妹们，你想，你说这样矛盾的事情怎么可以这样做的？
And brothers and sisters, you might think it's so contradictory. How could it happen?
如果我是大支派的，抽这个小签。
And if I were a big tribe and I cast a lot with a small piece of land.
那么我是接受这个小地呢，还是要跟人去换大地？那换又是根据什么条件去换？
Then should I exchange my land with others who have drawn a bigger piece? And if I wanted to do that, what basis can I do that?
他们当时是这样来分地。
And this is how they divided land at that time.
现在我们看这里分地的时候，
And now when we look at how the land was allotted here,
神又提出这样的一个方法。
God again gave us this method.
你们就抽签来决定哪一个支派拿哪一块地。
And again, you should draw the lots and to decide what piece of land belongs to which tribe.
但是我不详细说那一块了。
And I won't go into details.
我只是我再提回这一点，就是让弟兄姊妹们知道神是这样定规，神是安排他们去抽签，但是神是管理着每一个签要落在哪一个支派的手。
And I just wanted to bring your attention to how this is the way God wanted them to do, to cast a lot, but God has determined who, what land belongs to whom.
我不详细去解释为什么是这样。
But I won't go into details in explaining why.
当然你如果你稍微对人的本性有点领会的呢，你可以领会的出来。
But of course, if you do understand the nature of man, then you will have some understanding.
但是现在我们看到这里的，看到这里的时候，
And now when we read this,
你看到跟当时的约书亚的分地就不一样了。
And you see this is different from when the land was divided during Joshua's time.
约书亚所分给以色列人所分出来的地呢，是每一块都不一样的。
The lands that were divided or given to the Israelites, each piece is different from the other.
不是很完整的一块，有形状的。
It's not very complete, it has some kind of shapes.
但是这里看到在国度的里头，十二支派所接受的分地呢？
But now in the kingdom, the 12 tribes, the lands that they received,
是很均衡的。
And they are very even.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到。
Verses as you can see.
他把整个接受应许承受那个地业做了一个大范围。
And you can see this big boundary of the allotted land.
如果按照地图按照实际的地图来说，这个不能活成方了。
And of course, if it's according to the wheel map, it cannot be.
它应该是一个长条的这样子。
It cannot be a square. It could be a rectangle.
那个才是以色列的那个地界。
And that would be the boundary of Israel.
但是你留意到。
But you see this.
在国度里头，那个地的分给十二个支派呢？
Within the kingdom, when the land was divided to the 12 tribes.
它是把这个地啊，是分成三段。
The land was divided into three.
上头一段。
That's one in
the. 那我再要说清楚，这个图呢，是不是按照那个比例的尺寸来写的？
So、
来活的。我就是这样随便活出来，就是。
I want to emphasize this diagram is not drawn in proportion.
所以你一定要听我说的。
So you have to listen to what I say.
啊，你不能看那个图来按图识字的去接受。
So you can't just go by the diagram and accept it that the way.
那为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为。我不是那个本事可以把那个图画的那么精细。
It's because I don't have the capability to draw the diagram precisely.
他分把那把整个迦南地分成三个大段。
So the entire land of Canaan was divided into three portions.
上面一段。
And top that's one.
当中一段。
And the middle that's one.
底下一段。
And the bottom that's one.
那如果你真是按照比例来注意的话
，If you want to look at it,
上边那一段要宽一点
，The one on top should be wider.
当中那一段要大一，还要大宽一点
，And then the one in the middle should be bigger.
底下的那一段呢，就小缩小一点
，And the one at the bottom should be a little bit smaller.
为什么是这样呢
？And why should it be this way?
那弟兄们，你看解说
，But sister, look at the illustration.
那你就知道了。
And then you understand.
因为在上面那一段呢、啊，要分成七十个小段。
Because the portion on the top will be divided into seven.
这个七个小段在段里头我就没有画出来。
And I didn't draw it out in the diagram.
因为我也不懂怎么画出来了，也不知道怎么去把它表达得更清楚。
Because I don't really know how to draw it and how to explain it clearly.
所以我只是给它一个大段。
So I just put it in as one portion.
那当中那一段呢，比较大了。
And then the one in the middle is rather big.
在大的里头还有一个小方方。
And then in the middle of it, that's a little square.
什么意思呢？
What does that
待会我再说。
And I'll explain later.
然后底下又是一个小段。
And then there's a little portion at the bottom.
那你要是留意到刚才我们没有读完整个以西结书那个47和48。
And we haven't finished chapter 47 and 48 in Ezekiel.
所以呢你如果没完全没有读过一遍的话呢，你一定是莫名其妙。我刚才在说什么
？And if you haven't read it in entirety, you might be lost in what I have said earlier.
如果你读过一遍的话呢，但你对地线读是有个印象。
But if you have read the chapters once, then at least you have an impression.
不过那个印象不一定留在你的心思里。
But the impression may not.
我所以怎么特别把它活出来呢？
So the reason why I drew it out
就是让弟兄姊妹们要留意这一点。
So that brothers and sisters can take note of this point.
如果给你来分
，If it's for you to divide the land，
十二个支派分成向下两段
，And for the 12 tribes to be divided into the top and bottom，
你怎么分
？How are you going to divide the land？
肯定是上面是六个支派，底下是六个支派。
And for sure, it's six tribes on top and six tribes on the bottom.
但是神给以西结的那个安排就不是。
But the arrangement given to Ezekiel was not like that.
所以你看到上面那个段落是写着七个支派所分之地。
So you see at the top, I wrote down seven tribes.
那七个支派，那剩下是还有五个支派。
Then what about the five tribes?
是不是把利未支派加上去呢？
Are we adding the tribe of Levi into it?
一加上去就成十三个支派了。
But if you add it, it will be 13 tribes.
利未支派不能加上去。
And the tribe of Levi cannot be added.
那剩下五个支派。
And then the five remaining tribes.
所以底下的五个，底下最那个段呢，是比较窄，小一点，窄一点。
So that's the reason why the bottom portion was a little bit more.
因为下边的那个它只是就是五个支派。
Because there's only five tribes at the bottom.
那么当中那一大块呢就比较大的一点。
And then in the middle is a rather big area.
那尤其是中间那个小方格啊，它是我或者小方格，但小方格是在比例上来说要更大一些。
And what I had here is a little square in the middle, but in proportion wise, it should be bigger.
那先说那个小方格。
So well, let's first talk about this little
square. 那个小方格就是圣殿和王的居所的所在点，是在当中那一个段的正当中。
So this little square is where the temple and where the prince dwells. It is in the middle of this area.
那其他的呢？ 就没有直接与王和殿有关。
And the rest does not have a direct relationship with the prince and the temple.
但是就是活出来，给祭司和利未人去享用。
But they are the piece of land is for the enjoyment of the priest.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了，我刚才说他们分地的时候的所用的那个词。
And verses is, pay attention to the term that used in terms of.
十二个支派所用那个词，我用什么？
When I mentioned about the 12 tribes, what term did I use?
承受地业
is to receive the land.
我说的利未人去祭司去得的那些地来用的时候是说的是什么？
And for the Levites and the priests, the land for them to use, what term did I use?
是享用那个地。
I said to enjoy the land.
你说有什么区别呢？
And you said, what is the difference?
待会再说。
There is a difference, but I'll go into it later.
那然后我们就又要弟兄姊妹们去特别注意一件事情了。
And now I'd like for instance to pay special attention to this point.
先我就拿上面的那一个做比例来说，说过了底下那个你也就懂了。
And I was first use the top portion to illustrate, and then you understand the rest.
神说你要把它分成七份。
And God said you have to divide into seven portions.
啊，七份呢，南北的距离是一样的。
So for these seven portions, the distance between north and south would be the same.
东西的距离也是。也是差不多一样的。
And the distance between east and west are pretty much the same.
啊，因为东西的那个界限是不更改的。
Because the distance between the east and west.
但是南北的那个界限呢就有变动了。
But the distance between north and south would change.
这一段南到北。
And this is the portion from south to north.
是它。是头一个支派，是但支派接过去的。
And this is received by the first tribe Dan.
接下来的是另外一个接上去的。
And then would be another one.
它南北的距离是一样的。
The distance between south and north.
所以那里分成七段。
And then it's divided into seven portions.
七段的面积是差不多相同的。
The areas of the seven portions are about the same.
因为在这一块地的这边是地中海，这边是。约旦河吧。
Because on the land on this side is the Mediterranean and the other side is the River Jordan.
有一件事我特别想提的，这一个分地的时候，把原来在河东那两个支派都调回来了。
And during this dividing of the land, the two tribes that was on the east of the river now they've moved back.
河东那两个支派是不在。不再在停留在东边。
So those two tribes, they no longer remain on the east side of the river.
那因此就成了七个相等的小段在上头，你心思里头加上去。
So that you keep this in mind, there will be seven similar portions of land on the top.
同样的，下边那个五个支派也是五个小段是这样加上去。
And also at the bottom, the five tribes, there are five small portions.
但弟兄姊妹们，你读。每一个段是分给哪一个支派的时候
？And for instance, when you read how each portion is given to each tribe,
你都特别注意到一件事情，经文里面所提到的。
And you will pay attention to what's mentioned in the scripture.
每一个支派都是说到从东到西是哪一个支派的。
And for every tribe, it will say from the east side to the west side, and the name of the tribe. It did not say anything about from south to north.
因为从南到北啊，就是已经量定的了，固定的在那里的，不动的了。
Because from south to north, the area is already fixed; it cannot be changed.
会动的就是从南到北，从东到西。
But what can change is from the east side to the west side.
那我们就注意了，为什么是这样呢
？So let's pay attention to why is it this way.
严格说起来，我们真的是不知道、不懂。
Strictly speaking, we truly don't understand.
为什么神给他们这样一个分地的条件
？Why would God give them this condition of dividing the land?
不过有一件事情，我们可以注意到。
There's one thing we can see.
当弟兄姊妹们，你留意到十二个支派来承受地业的时候，他们所要表达的是。 他们是祭司的国度里头的那个实际。
And when the 12 tribes receive the land, what they are there to express is that they are the kingdom of priests.
啊，或者这一点点会给我们有点启发。
Or maybe at this point will give us some.
但是我不敢说一定是这样。
But I am not confident to say that it is for sure like this.
什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
我们不是说过吗？
Didn't we already mentioned?
以前等到国度的时候。
When it comes to the time of
kingdom, 列邦的人他们要来寻找神。
All the nations will come seek after God.
他们一定要找到以色列人。
And they have to find an Israelite.
借着以色列人，他们就可以被带到神的面前。
And it's through the Israelites they can be brought before God.
没有以色列人，他们就不可能到神的面前。
Without the Israelites, they could not come before God.
那这个就是以色列人成为祭司国度的一个表现之一。
And this is one of the manifestation of the Israelites being.
你没了以色列人，你就没人能回到神的那里去。
Without the Israelites, you cannot come before God.
那现在呢？以色列人是这样的分那个地了。
So now this is the way they divide the land among the Israelites.
那个地，神把以色列人分成这样分在这个地的里面。
And God, how He allowed the Israelites among the land.
他们十二个支派的那个区别是很清楚的。
And the differences between the 12 tribes are very clear.
但是有一件事情。
But that's one thing.
我们一定要弄清楚。
That we have to be very clear about.
如果有外邦人，他们在国度的时候要寻求神。
If there are any Gentiles during the time of kingdom, they wanted to seek after God.
那我们到哪里去寻求那领我们到神面前去的人呢？
And then where can we find the people who can lead us to God?
那么只到以色列人那里去。
They can only go to the Israelites.
但那么许多以色列人。
And there are so many Israelites.
哪一个以色列人他的条件又厚一点，你遇到他的时候就很快见到神。
And which among the Israelites has better conditions that when you see this person, you can go to God faster?
或者你碰到一个以色列人，他的条件没有那么高，哦，你就要在那里拖拖延延才能见到神。
Or is it that if you find an Israelite is not as good, is that you have a delay in finding God?
但是神给十二个支派分地的时候，他就这样的分。我个人有这样的一个体会。
And this is my understanding when God gave the land to Israel to the 12 tribes.
神用的他们做祭司的国度。
God used them as the kingdom of priests.
你只要找到任何一个以色列人，你都找到那条路。
As long as you find any Israelite, you will find a way.
不管他是住在哪里。
It doesn't matter where he lives.
他是哪？他是在哪一个部分
？Or where, which portion?
你不必去分辨。要找哪一个支派的以色列人才算是找对人
？And you don't have to try to find out which tribes of Israel that you need to find.
你不需要
finding the right people. You don't have to do this.
你只是找到以色列人就行了。
As long as you find an Israelite, that will be fine.
为什么
？And why is that?
因为他们是祭司的国度。
Because they are the kingdom of priests.
整个国度就是作为一个领人到神面前去的祭司。
The entire kingdom is the one to lead. We come to priests.
你说那这样跟神，那个从东到西来区别这个南与北。
And then it is from the east to west to distinguish the difference between the north and the south.
有什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
说实在话，我再说一次，不懂。
And once again, I'll let you know that I don't understand.
但是。有些可参考的地方。
But you can take this as a reference.
为什么可以有参考的地方呢
？Why is that you can take it as a reference?
就是刚才我所提的祭司的功用的问题。
Which it has to do with what I mentioned earlier, the function.
神让来找以色列人的那些人，你需要留意的是，哪些人是不是住在这一个神或给他们的应许地。
And for those who are to seek after the Israelites, you only need to pay attention to whether the Israelites is living within the boundary of this allotment.
如果他们是在这些应许地里头的
，If they are within the promised land,
你不必怀疑他们的资格。
You don't have to doubt the qualification.
你放心跟着他。
And you can be rest
assured. 他就把你领到神的面前。
And they will lead you before God.
但是我也还要多提一件事给弟兄姊妹们。
But I'd like to mention one more thing to brothers and sisters.
你必须记得。
You need to remember this.
做一个在国度里头的以色列人。
the Israelites in the kingdom
都是经历过以色列全家得救以后才进入国度的。
And it is after the entire household of Israel is saved, then they enter into the kingdom.
所以这些事情你不要忽略了一点点，你就那里哎呦，产生那些错误，怎么可以去把它矫正呢？没有错误了。
So we should not neglect this and say that how are we supposed to correct the mistakes that's made?
因为在这一块地里头的每一个以色列人，他们都背负着那个祭司的功用。
Because all the Israelites, or each Israel, like who is living in this other land, they are having this function of the priest.
但是你看，他在这里南到北是有界限。
But now here you see from south to north there is a boundary.
从东到西就是没有界限。
But from east to west there's no boundary.
他只就是告诉他们说，就是从东到西。
But it's just told to them from east to west.
有什么特别的意思？
And what is the special meaning here?
弟兄姊妹，我们好不好？先来看一看一处的经文，看看那里是不是给我们有一点启发。
And brothers, let's look at a passage and see if we can find out some.
请弟兄姊妹翻到诗篇一百零三篇。
And brothers, let's turn to Psalm 103.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。特别是十一节，天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Verse 10, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Especially verse 11, For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His loving kindness toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
很宝贝的主的话。
It's truly very precious the word of the Lord. 还
用这些地理的条件来给我们去认识他跟我们的关系是何等的宝贵。
He used these geographical conditions to illustrate the preciousness of his relationship with us.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里看到神用天和地来做一个比喻。
And verses is here, you can see God used the heavens and the earth as an illustration.
用东和西又做另一个比喻。
And also using the east and the west as another one.
弟兄姊妹。你告诉我
My sisters, can you tell me
天离地有多高
How far is the heavens from the earth?
你算得出来吧
Can you calculate the distance?
你算不出来
You cannot
神说他对我们的怜悯就是这样
And God said that his loving kindness toward us is like this
特别又再说到
And then he mentioned again
东离西有多远
As far as the east is from the west
他的慈爱对他的东离西有多远他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远
So as far as the east is from the west so far has he removed our transgressions from us
弟兄姊妹你能告诉我
Francis can you tell us
东离西有多远
How far is the east from the west
从南算到北你一定能算得出来
from the north to the from the south to the north you can calculate it
因为有一个南极和北极那里确定了那个终点
because that is the south pole and the north pole they determined the end point
从东到西有多远
but from east to west how far is the distance
弟兄姊妹你没办法回答了
and brothers and sisters then you won't have an answer
因为你一直走都是从西往东
because if you continue to walk
从东往西
you are still going from the east to the west.
因为地球是圆的，这个是没有一个东极和西极。
Because the globe is round, so there is no ending point
for
the east and the west. 你要是
一直向东走，你走来走去都是向东走。
If you go toward the east, you continue to walk, you
will still
be toward the east, and you won't come to
end. 你要是找到你起初开头的那个点，那个不是终点。
If you go back to the original point, that's still not the end point.
那个是你第二次找的新的起点。
This is only the second beginning point.
你仍然是在上。从东往西走。
And you're still walking from the east to the west.
说出什么？
What does it tell us?
神对我们的慈怜恩慈纪念是到了一个何等深的地步。
That God's loving kindness, His mercy, and His remembrance.
当你一放到这个从东往西的这个分界线的时候。
And if you come to this dividing line from the east to the west.
你不能不留意到。
And you have to pay attention.
地的洁净就是47章上头的那一段。
The cleansing of the land, which is in the beginning of chapter 47.
那不是圣殿里头所流出来的那个活水，一直通到大海，叫那个死海都变成甜，叫死亡的区域都成了生气勃勃的地方。
And isn't that the place where the water comes out of the house and it continues to flow even to the Dead Sea and everything that's dead will come alive?
只是哪里吗？
Does it just stop there?
不是。
It's not.
你留意那个水流向东流出来。
And pay attention to the flow of the water from the east.
然后就一直的向东这边从圣殿里边流出活水，越流越宽广，越流越广阔，越流越深厚。
It continues to flow toward the east, and the more it goes, the farther it goes, the broader it becomes.
流到死海，叫死海变成活海。
When it goes to the Dead Sea, it will turn the Dead Sea alive.
继续流出大海，这边是红海，那边是地中海。
And when it goes to the Great Sea, on this side is the Red Sea, the other side is the Mediterranean.
虽然红海跟地中海不是死海。
Even though the Red Sea and the Mediterranean, they're not dead
sea. 原来有点生物。
They had some living things there.
但是这一个生命水的进去的以后，那个生物就变得更多、更宽广、更丰富。
But when the water of life flows there, the living beings have become even more abundant and more alive.
只要你不是那个沼泽之地。
As long as not the swamps.
你能接受那个活水道的地方。
Whatever places that we accept.
都是从死亡得生命的那个经历在那里显出来的。
They all have the experience of from death into life.
那因此弟兄姊妹你留意。
So brothers, take note.
这个从东到西。
This from east to west.
为什么是从东到西，神就没有给他一个固定的范围？
Why is that from the east and the west, God did not give a set boundary?
就是到了海边。
And it is just going to the water, to the sea.
那和这个地的恢复，我个人是觉得有点关系。
And I personally believe it has to do with the restoration of the land.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
你去找到以色列人做祭司，做一个祭司来把你领到神的面前。
When you find an Israelite as a priest,
神现在把十二个支派就分散在这十二个地段。
And to lead you to God, and God divided the 12 tribes into
就明明让外邦人去注意。
It's evidently to lead the Gentiles.
你真要寻找神。
To lead them to understand if
you
want to see God. 你
找到以色列人就对。
As long as you find an Israelite,
不管你在什么地方找到，
no matter where you find
him, 他都把你带到神的面前。
He will bring you before God.
凭什么他们有这个资格？
By what qualifications?
凭他们自己本身的经历。
It is by their own experiences.
整个以色列的那一个本身的经历，就是从生命进入死亡。然后神把他们从死亡里头带回生命。
The entire experience of the Israelites is that from life to death, and then God brought them from death into life.
在以色列身上，神显出这样的怜悯和恩典。
It is like this, God manifested His mercy and grace upon the Israelites.
所以他就成了那一个祭司国度里头的内容，让地上的众民 你要寻找神，你要找到神的那个信实，
so that
你就找到路了。
They become the kingdom of priests, and whoever finds the faithfulness of God, they will find its way.
这是在国度里头的事情。
And this is a matter of the kingdom.
当然不是今天的光景。
Of course, it's not today's
condition. 今天你要找到以色列人的话，你也许很糟糕。
And today, if you find an Israelite, it might be a bad thing.
除非你找到蓝培德弟兄。
Unless you find Brother Lance Lambert.
不然的话呢，你就一定是没有路找到了。
But if not, then you will have no way.
但是到了国度的日子。
But when it comes to the time of the kingdom,
国度里头的以色列人，他们就承担了这个祭司国度的功用。
The Israelites in the kingdom, they have shouldered upon themselves the function of the kingdom of priests.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
And we truly thank our God.
那现在我们要进一步来留意刚才所说的事情。
And now we have to go one step further about what we talked about earlier.
那弟兄姊妹们，你翻到四十，翻到那个四十，四十四章。
But this is turn to chapter 44.
你去在那里看到一件事。
And you see one thing here.
什么事呢？
What is this?
我以前已经交通过的。
And we have shared on this before.
不，我再回到那里头来回的，来接上这个国度里头分地的事情。
But now we'll go back there again in order to connect to the allotment of the land in the kingdom.
那我读第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
主耶和华如此说，以色列中的外邦人，就是身心未受隔离的，都不可入我的圣地。
Thus says the Lord God, no foreigner uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, and of all the foreigners who are among the sons of Israel, shall enter my sanctuary.
那这是一个事实。
This is one fact.
然后你来看事实四十七章。
And then let's go to chapter 47.
我们刚才读过的。
And what we read earlier.
二十一节开始。
Beginning from verse 21.
那里不是说以色列人按照那个神安排的那个来分地。
And does it say that the Israelites, according to God's command, shall divide
the land? 每一个支派就按照自己的支，就照着支派的那个分配来得地。
So each tribe, according to its tribe, would receive a piece of land.
底下就说出一件事情了。
Now what follows tells us something.
他说不单是你们本支派的人要在你分配的地域里边去得地。
And not only the people belong to your tribe will receive the land.
那是住在你们中间的那些外邦人。
Those aliens who stay in your midst.
你们要看他如同你们自己人。
You should look at them as a native born.
也要照样的把地分给他们。
And in the same way, you will give them the land.
像分给你们自己一样。
Just like you divide the land for yourselves.
弟兄姊妹，你自己读圣经的时候有没有读到这两段话？
Number six, when you read the Bible, did you read these verses?
你有没有留意到这两段话是明明是冲突的话？
Did you pay attention to these verses here?
上面就说。
And before it said.
以色列人当中的那些未受隔离的外邦人，他们来到圣地是不允许的。
And before it says those foreigners uncircumcised they cannot enter into the sanctuary.
那现在呢？你就看到。
Now here you see this.
当分地的时候。
When the land is divided.
他说在你们中间那是外邦人。
It says the aliens among you.
你们要当他是自己人一样把地分给他们。
You have to treat them as native born and give them the land.
怎么回事？
What does that mean?
上面说的时候就说到利未人呢。就是因着他们做的那个愚昧的事情，以致他们在国度里头开头的时间，他们受了一点的亏损。
And earlier, the passage we mentioned before that, it says something about the Levites because of some foolish things they've done. When in the beginning of the kingdom, they would suffer loss.
那现在来到这里的时候，有这样的一个安排，怎么说明这件事呢？
So now when it comes to here in 47, and with this arrangement, how do we explain this?
那弟兄姊妹你注意了。
But sisters, take note.
上面说的是那是在你们中间心身心没有受隔离的外邦人。
What's mentioned before, earlier, it says, are those uncircumcised in heart and in flesh?
就是不寻找神的外邦人。
Which are the foreigners who did not seek after God?
也可以说是那个生命水的河流到那里，那里说我们已经够饱满的，那是那些泥泞之地嘛。
And we can also say these are like the lands where the river of life have flown to, but they reject it, like the swamps and the marshes.
他们不寻找神。
They do not seek after God.
他怎么可以在以色列中间？就像以色列人一样去得地。
And how can they, even among the Israelites, how can they be like the Israelites to receive the land?
但现在呢，有外邦人，他寻找神。
So now there are some aliens who seek after God.
他找到以色列人中间。
And they have found the Israelites.
神说，给他们分地。
And God said that give them the land.
看他们如同你们自己支派里头的人一样。
Treat them as the people of your tribe.
弟兄姊妹，你看到那个秘诀了没有？
And brothers and sisters, do you see this?
秘诀在哪里？
Do you see this key?
祭司的国度的功用生效了吧？
The function of the kingdom of priests is in effect.
他们找到以色列人。
They found the Israelites.
就给带到神的面前。
And they were brought before God.
神就悦纳了他们。
And God accepted them.
这个就是祭司的国度。
This is the kingdom of priests.
的功用的第二方面。
This is the second.Area of the function
我们实在感谢我们的主。
Truly thank our Lord.
当我们留意到这末了这一段段的话的时候
，When we pay attention to the end of these words,
我们要很清楚地弄到神为什么这样分法。
And we have to be very clear on the reason why God divided the land this way.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
就是为了显明。祭司的国度的功用。
It is in order to manifest the function of the kingdom of priests.
那我们用点时间来看当中那一块了。
So let's spend some time to look at the land in the middle.
当中那一块呢，整个的说来叫做圣公地。
And the middle of the land as a whole is called the holy allotment, a sacred portion.
巴密的圣经呢，还把这个圣公地其实就说到，这就是一个数据。
Oh, in Darby's translation, it translated as the grain offering.
你如果看达密圣经的话，他把这个圣公地翻成圣，作为一个数字里头的一份。
So in Darby's translation, it was translated the sacred portion is translated as a part of the grain offering.
那个意义是一样。
The meaning is the same.
完全成圣归于神
is completely holy unto God.
那这个是在当中的那一大块的。
This is the big portion in the middle.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你如果留意到，起初摩西建造会幕的时候，给以色列人安排那个居住的地点的时候，那个安排。
And if you pay attention to in the beginning when Moses was arranging for the Israelites to live,
都是最近这一年多里头读过那些话，所以不详细说了。
And because our brothers and sisters have studied these words in the past year, we won't.
但是有一点我一定要指出来的。
But one point I have to mention.
你会幕当时东南西北四个方向所安排的支派不一样。
And in those days when the tribes was arranged around the tabernacle,
但是不管他们安排在哪一个方向,
and no matter what direction they were,
他们都有一个中心点,
into, there is a center point.
那个中心点是什么?
And what is the center point?
是会幕,
it's a tabernacle.
他们都要根据这个会幕来决定他们所有的行动。
It is based on the tabernacle they decide all the actions.
啊，按照会幕所发出的那这个信号来维持着他们的活动和停止。
And according to the signals coming up of the tabernacle, they decide whether they move or they stay.
准备征战或者是开会敬拜。
Or decide whether to go into prepare for battle or to keep the festivals.
现在来到国度的时候。
Now when we come to the kingdom.
分地的方法不一样。
The way to divide the land is different.
但是这个神作中心这一个事实。没有更改。
But the fact that God is the center has not changed.
不管你是在上面那七个支派，还是在底上的五个支派。
It doesn't matter whether you're the seven tribes on the top or the five at the bottom.
你在所站的地方，你就是要对着这一个圣宫地。
Wherever you stand, you have to face the sacred portion.
圣宫地的正当中就是神，就是殿和。耶路撒冷城。
And in the middle of the sacred portion is the temple and also the city of Jerusalem.
神就是住在那里。
God dwells there.
神的儿子就是国度里头的王也住在那里。
The son of God also, he's the prince of the kingdom, he also dwells there.
那当然除了在中心里头是王和父自己在哪里呢？
And of course, besides the prince and the father,In the middle.
国度里头的那一个执行祭司的那一个撒都的后裔和利未人也是在那这个区域里。
And the sons of Zadok and all those Levites, they are also in this area.
弟兄姊妹记得他们是享用这个地。
Versus remember, they are here to enjoy the land.
他们不是承受这个地。
They are not to inherit the land.
不能细说了。但你要看到一件事，这一个圣宫地啊是不能做买卖的。
And we can't go into details, but one thing you need to pay attention to: this sacred portion of land cannot be exchanged or sold.
因为这个圣宫地是王的。
Because the sacred portion belongs to the prince.
那里面的那殿和城是王的。
The temple and the city belong to the prince.
那祭司们可以住在哪里
？The priests they can live there.
利未人住在哪里
？The Levites can live there.
他们可以享用那里头的一切。
They can enjoy all that within.
但是没有这个承受权。
But they don't have the right of inheritance.
是不可能有任何的买卖。
So that's no buying and selling.
同样我再说出。
In the same way.
十二个支派是有你的业权。
For the 12 tribes, they have the ownership.
你在国度的时候你可以还可以有做买卖。
And within the time of the kingdom, you can still do buying and selling.
但是它里头文字上没有这个记载，但是我们肯定有一个事实在哪里。
It's not recording in the words, but we are sure of this.
你只能卖给本支派的人。
You can only sell your land to those in the same tribe.
有什么根据？
What is the basis for this?
那个，推罗非啊啊。希拉的那几个女儿的那件事情
the,
就是那个印证
The matters of the daughters of Zelophehad has proven this
那这些都是题外的不提了因为今天要说的话还是很多
So we won't go on the tangent because still have many words to share today
可能过中是会过多少我不知道但是我一定把它说完不然的话，只是原则性告诉你就算。
So we probably have to go beyond the time limit, but we will still need to share.
那么然后我们要注意到的。
And then what we need to pay attention to.
这个当中呢是王的地。
In the middle, in the center is the land of the prince.
王居住在那里。
The prince dwells there.
但是有一个很特别的情形。
But that's some very special condition.
因为无论是节日也好。就是那个节期也好，或者说要到神面前去的也好，就是说那个殿是打开的时候。
So whether it's the festivals or whoever wants to go before God and the temple, the door of the temple is open.
所有的人
all people,
所有在国度里头的人
all those who are in the kingdom,
我们在前面读过的时候也有提过了
and we have read this before,
他们都要在这里朝见神
they will see God here,
你到了这个殿
when you go to the temple,
从东门路就从西门出
if you enter through the east side of the temple, you go out to the west,
从南门入就从北门出
if you go to the south door you go out through the north you cannot go backward
是一个方向
it's only one direction
连王自己都是这样
even the prince is like this
我在那时特别给弟兄姊妹指出过
and I mentioned specially to brothers and sisters
到了国度的时候
when it comes to the time of kingdom
王和百姓他们中间已经被带到一个地步没有间隔了
That the prince and the people, they were brought to this place that is no obstruction, no barrier between them.
因为王要进入这个殿的时候
Because when the prince is about to enter the temple,
王也是这样，东边进来，西边出去。
And he is the same, he will go from the east to the west.
跟百姓一个模样。
It is the same as the people.
没有说我是王。
It doesn't say that because I'm the prince
你们是百姓
and you are the people
我是高你好多层
that I'm much higher than you are
不止一层
it's not just only one level
所以你们受限制我不受限制
so that's why you are restricted but I'm not
没有
it's not like this we thank the Lord
这是国度里头一个顶宝贝的事情
and this is something very precious in the kingdom
王与百姓连在一起
the prince or the king and the people they
就像刚才我们所说到外邦人在那里承受地业的事情一样
and just like what we mentioned earlier the aliens receiving the land
是说出一个什么问题呢
what does that tell us
打破了那个外邦人跟犹太人跟以色列民的那个间隔
it has destroyed the barriers between the Gentiles and the Israelites
弟兄姊妹们在地上从来没有出现过这件事
this has never happened on earth
只有到国度的时候你才看到人中间一次的间隔全都给挪了
It's only when the time of kingdom that all the barriers among men will be taken away
这一阵子我们生活在美国就应该是很新鲜的那个事情
And nowadays we still have a fresh impression for those
这里出现一个难处那里出现一个难处
Some problems here and some problems there
那个难处的原因就趴到一个题目什么题目呢
And the problems bring us to this topic and what is this
你们说
what do you think
种族歧视
it's racial discrimination
弟兄姊妹们你看在地上到处都是这样不是说只是美国的问题
but since you see it's all over the world it's not just limited to the United States
但是到了国度的时候
but when it comes to the time of kingdom all this would pass away
再没有这一些
there's no more
我们感谢我们的主
we thank our Lord
那因此我们我要和弟兄姊妹们赶快的把底下的说完
and I will try to finish what I wanted to share with
那么说完这个地段的以后
and after the allotment of the land
就说到耶路撒冷
it talks about Jerusalem
那他说出耶路撒冷就是要带出一个目的
And the mentioning of Jerusalem is to bring out this one purpose.
就说出这个耶路撒冷就是神的居所。
It tells us that Jerusalem is the dwelling place of God.
因为你留意四十八章最末了的那一句话。
Because if you pay attention to the very last verse of chapter 48, it tells us of this thing.
说到耶路撒冷。整个的城是怎么一回事然后就说了这些事情一说明了以后这个城的名字就叫做耶和华的所在
because after it mentions about all the matters of Jerusalem at the very end it says this name of the city shall be the Lord is there
在他们那个以色列文里边的这个叫做耶和华撒玛
and in Hebrew is Jehovah Shammah
就是耶和华所住的所在的地方
which is the dwelling place of Jehovah
感谢主
we thank the Lord
那这个耶和华所在的地方是说什么
and this dwelling place of Jehovah what is it
整个的来说就是说耶路撒冷
as a whole is talking about Jerusalem
那最末了就说到耶路撒冷
at the very end it talks about Jerusalem
那一说到耶路撒冷的时候
when it talks about Jerusalem
没有说耶路撒冷里头的是 的内容。
It does not mention about the matters of Jerusalem.
只是说耶路撒冷的城门。
It talks about only the gate of the city.
当然，因为一说到耶路撒冷的时候呢，那这个题目就好大了，但是不在以西结书里头。
And of course, if we talk about Jerusalem, there's a big boundary, so but it's not within the boundary.
先说这里的城门。
So here it talks about the gates.
那么我们留意到这里的城门的时候，十二个。
There, now we see that there are 12 gates.
那十二个城门都有名字。
And all 12 gates have names.
每一个城门的名字就是一个以色列十二支派的名字。
And each name of the gate is each tribe of Israel.
但是很有意思。
So it's very meaningful.
因为一看到这里有很多事情就是说了，但是我没办法在那么短的时间里边和弟兄姊妹们都说完。
But because there's so much to say about this, but I cannot share all of it within this.
你留意到像这留意到十二个支派的名字。
Now let's pay attention to the names of the 12 tribes.
那十二个支派的名字是哪十二个？
And which 12 tribes?
分地的时候我们说，如果你要找十二个的话，就碰到十三个。
When we mentioned about the divine of land, if you want to look for 12 tribes, you find 13.
你现在碰到耶路撒冷的时候呢，就要从13个又变成12个。
Now we talk about Jerusalem, now it's from 13 to 12 again.
那平常所说的12个支派总有一个要给踢出来了。
So normally among the 12 tribes or the 13, one has to be kicked out.
但是不是我们的想象。
But this is not what, like what we think.
你看到这个耶路撒冷的时候。
When we look at Jerusalem.
你看到这个耶路撒冷是一个还原的耶路撒冷。
And we'll see that Jerusalem is a revived Jerusalem.
这回到原来神所要的那个耶路撒冷的光景。
And this goes back to the original Jerusalem that God wants.
这个原来的耶路撒冷的光景是什么呢？
So what is the condition of this original Jerusalem?
十二个支派就是十二个支派。
The 12 tribes are the 12 tribes.
那严格说清楚一点就是说。
To make it more clear.
约瑟就从两个支派回到以色列。
The Joseph, the two tribes now become one again.
利未就重新摆进来。
And the Levi, or the Levi tribe is once again put back into it.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
神这样子一个城市，一个决定。
And this decision of God.
又是在那里显出十二个支派的功，那个祭司的功用。
And once again, it's a manifest the function of the kingdom of priests among the 12 tribes.
因为一说到十二个这个祭司的国度的功用的时候。
Because when we mention the function of the kingdom of priests.
在上面你只是看到那个十二。没有立位的十二个支派。
Before we can only see the tribes without the tribe of Levi.
但是你真要看到做那个东这个祭司的国度的功用的时候呢。
But if you truly want to look at the function of the king of priests.
你不能缺少立位。
You cannot miss Levi.
说这个是原来的那个耶路撒冷的设计。
Because this is the design of the original Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷。这里要表达出来是什么呢？
What is this Jerusalem?
十二个支派不做耶路撒冷的内容。
The 12 tribes is not the content of Jerusalem.
只做耶路撒冷的出入口。
And they are only the gates of Jerusalem.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
很清楚一件事说。你要进到耶路撒冷里面。
And very clearly it tells us if you want to enter into Jerusalem.
你要进到神的面前。
You want to go before God.
你要进到在基督里这个事实。
If you want to enter into the reality of in Christ.
你必须要经历祭司的国度的那个经历。
You have to experience the experience of the kingdom of priests.
那祭司国度的经历是什么？
So what is the experience of the kingdom of
priests? 刚才我提过了，不过我没指到这方面。
Earlier I mentioned about this.
按照人的本相来说，
According to man, it's nature.
没有一个人可以在亚当堕落以后可以回到神的面前。
And none of us can go back before God after the fall of Adam.
当你要回到神的面前，
In order to return back to God,
你根本没有路。
You don't have a way.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神给他们看见。
God let them see.
有救赎。
there is salvation.
你借着救赎，你就可以回到神的面前。
Through redemption, you can go before God.
但是救赎怎么显出在人的中间？
But how does redemption manifest among men?
你就看到神把救赎显在人的中间呢，是有一段好不短的经历在哪里。
And you see that God, in order to manifest redemption among men, there is a rather long journey.
这个经历的前半段是以色列人担起来的。
And the first half of this journey of the experience was shouldered upon the Israelites.
神说，我拣选以色列。
And God said that I choose Israel.
我让以色列成为一个榜样。
I'll let Israel to be an example.
让人知道怎么回到神的面前。
So that men would know how to return back to God.
那当然，基本上是根据亚伯拉罕。
So of course, basically, it's based on Abraham.
因为在亚伯拉罕的时候，神就已经定规了那个因信称义的这一条路。
Because at the time of Abraham, God has already determined the way of justification.
但是这个因信称义这个事实，要借着亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们三个人和他的后裔来表明。
But the fact of justification by faith has to be manifested through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以整个以色列的历史。
So the entire history of Israel.
是说出一件什么事情？
What does that tell us?
背逆神。背逆神。
To go against God, to rebel against God.
长久的背逆神。
Is a rebelling against God for a long period of time, and continuously they rebel against God.
背逆到一个地步。
And they rebel.
神说我暂时把你们放弃。
And God said that I will put you aside for a time.
失去了那个名字在地上。
So you will lose your name on the earth.
让你们流离分散在全地。
So you'll be scattered all around the earth.
你从外面来看，就是神弃绝你们了。
Outwardly, that God has forsaken them.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神说。
God said.
人看你们是永远被弃绝的。
In man's eyes, you are forever forsaken.
但是我看这个给弃绝的时期呢，是有限制的。
But in my eyes, there is a limitation for this period of forsaken.
你们学会了回到因信称义里去的时候，你们整个以色列全家要得救。
After you learn about this justification by faith, that the entire Israel will return back to God.
这个就是祭司国度的那个经历嘛。
And this is the experience of the kingdom of
faith. 这一个经历对全地的人来讲。
And this experience for the people of all the earth.
你怎么回到神的面前？
How,
那个入门是什么？
How do you go back to God? What is the way?
所以你就注意到了，以色列十二个支派在耶路撒冷那里头就成了每一个名的神那个门的名字的那一个发表。
So then you see the expression here that each tribe of Israel has become the name of each gate of the city in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们，这件事情呢，不只是在以西结书是这样。
And verses, this is not only in the book of Ezekiel.
到启示录最末了，就是从国度进入新天新地，那个新天新地里头的那个新耶路撒冷也是这样。
And in the book of Revelation, from the kingdom to the new heaven and new earth, at that time, it's the same.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
I would truly thank our God.
如果我们读以西结书，
if when we read the book of Ezekiel,
读到这一个部分的时候，
when we read
神的居所在地上的时候，
that the dwelling place of God is on earth.
那弟兄怎么记？要记得。
And brothers, you need to remember.
我们以前交通的时候也提过了。
That we have mentioned it before.
神的居所从物质进到属灵的。
That the dwelling place of God from physical enter into spiritual.
弟兄怎么你不要把它忘掉？
Brothers, don't forget about it.
你忘掉，以西结书你读不清楚，连新约你也读不清楚。
If you forget about this, you cannot understand Ezekiel. You cannot understand the New
Testament. 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
现在以西结书。说到这里的时候，神给对以西结所说的话就完了。
When it comes to here, the words spoken by God to Ezekiel has come to an end.
他说：“现在你看到了。”
He said that now you can see.
这个城是耶和华的居所。
This city is where the Lord is.
神在这里得安息。
And God enjoy rest here.
全地的人在这里也得安息。
And people of all the earth can enjoy rest here.
到尽头了。
So is it the end?
对旧约来说，到尽头了。
In terms of the Old Testament, it has come to an end.
在律法上的人来说， 到尽头了。
And for those under the law, it has come to an end.
但是在神的永远的旨意里头，没有，还没有到尽头。
But in the eternal will of God, it has not come to an end.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你一件事情要留意。
So brothers and sisters, one thing.
这里所提到的这个耶路撒冷。不是新耶路撒冷。
So this Jerusalem mentioned here is not the new Jerusalem.
是国度里头的耶路撒冷。
This is a Jerusalem in the kingdom.
跟新耶路撒冷还有一段距离。
It's still some distance from the new Jerusalem.
那这个是不在以西结的范围里。
So this is not within the boundary of the book of Ezekiel.
但是因为以西结是站在旧约的立场上面来看神的子民如何回到神的面前。
But because Ezekiel is standing in the place where the Old Testament is and to look at how God's people return to God.
所以他就一直说
so he,
说到旧约的人他们能领会的那一个部分。
So he continued to speak and speak of the things that can be understood by the people in the Old Testament.
你怎么知道这个不是新耶路撒冷呢？
Then how do you know this is not the new Jerusalem?
弟兄姊妹们，我点一下你去看看你就知道。
Verses, I'll just point it out and you understand.
这个耶路撒冷太小了。
Because this Jerusalem is too small.
他们不称为新耶路撒冷。
It cannot be called the new Jerusalem.
所以他也没有称它做新耶路撒冷。
So that's why it's not called the new Jerusalem.
它就是地上的耶路撒冷。
This is the Jerusalem on earth.
它是方的，跟将来那个新耶路撒冷是同一个形象。
It is a square. It's the same form as the New Jerusalem.
但你看它的面积，你就看出问题来了。
But if you see the area, you'll find out the issue.
那这个耶路撒冷的面积有多少
？So what is the area of this Jerusalem?
东南西北哪一方面都是。4500 feet.
So from the north to the east to the south to the west, and each side is 4,500 cubits.
你翻到启示录二十一章去看。
If you go to Revelation chapter 21,
新耶路撒冷的城墙
，the wall of the New Jerusalem,
每一方面有多长
？Each side, how long is this?
东西南北。
The east, west, south, and north.
都是四千里。
It measures 1,500 miles.
弟兄姊妹已经看见，在面积上面，就是两个耶路撒冷。
And verses you can see just by the area, you can see is two different Jerusalems.
因此，我们读以西结书读到这里，我们看到，因着人的心回到神的面前去的时候。神就宣告他在地上得着居所了。
So when we read here, we can see when the hearts of men has returned back to God, God said that he has gained a dwelling place among men.
他就引出一件事情。
And it brings forth one thing.
什么事情呢
？So what is this?
神与人同在的心意有了初步的显明了。
And this is the beginning of God tabernacle among men.
因为弟兄姊妹，你记得在建造会幕的时候，神就已经说出这一个要求来的。
Because at the time when tabernacle was built, God has already expressed this will.
你们把会幕造起来。
Build this tabernacle.
我要住在你们中间。
I will dwell among you.
但是神真的住在会幕中间吗
？But did God truly dwell in the tabernacle?
那是一个启示。
That is only a revelation.
那是一个带领的方法。
This is a method of guidance.
那现在到了这个国度里头的那个耶路撒冷
，So now when it comes to Jerusalem in the kingdom，
那是不是神与人同在的那一个事情也到了完成
？Is this the completion of God dwelling among men？
没有
，It's not。
前面还有那段的路，但是不是在旧约的范围里
？That is still some way， but it's not within the boundary of the
Old Testament。但是我们感谢神的
，But what we thank God for。
以西结的结束没有把。新天新地新耶路撒冷带出来
is that the end of Ezekiel has not brought forth the new heaven and new earth
但是却引着读圣经的人向着那个方向走
but it guides those who study the Bible to go toward that direction
那因此我们感谢主
so we thank the Lord
以西结书里面提到的一些事情
the matters that are mentioned in the book of Ezekiel.
我们如果光是读以西结书的时候，我们还读 不大容易懂。
If we only read the book of Ezekiel, it's hard for us to understand.
但是 不仅是 在以西结书里头不大懂。
Not only do we not understand.
你读到启示录那边的时候，有一些事情与它相似的呢，就更不懂。
And when you read of the things that are similar recorded in the book of Revelation, you
will understand either. 我举一个例子上来，弟兄姊妹就知道了。
And I'll give an example.
我们以前读以西结前边的时候就说到那个伯度里头的殿。
And before when we mentioned about the temple in the kingdom,
当然已经是一个属灵的殿，是属灵的殿了。
And of course it is already a spiritual temple.
它不再在像旧约里边的殿那样子的。那样子的设计，那样子的动作。
It's no longer like the design of the temple in the Old Testament.
有祭坛，但是那个祭坛不生火的。
And there's an altar, but there's no fire in the altar.
有圣所，但是那个圣所里头没有香坛，没有灯台，没有陈设饼，也没有什么。
And so in the temple or in the sanctuary, there's no lampstand, there's no the incense burner.
你说没有这些，怎么叫做圣殿
？And the lampstand. So why
do you call
a temple? Why you call it sanctuary?
但是你看是伯多的圣殿里头就没有，就是没有嘛。
But when you see the temple in the kingdom, there's no such things.
那么我们还弄来干什么
？So why would we have to have this?
那你说在。在国度的时候，虽然那个不再用火烧的烧的祭。
And so in the kingdom, there's no longer fire burning.
因为在国度里头，你不能再说我们现在过去我们一直说了，我们再用这些献祭的动作来告诉。神的儿子说：“你还要继续去钉十字架。”
Because we mentioned already that we cannot use these actions of sacrifice or offerings to tell the Son of God that you need to go on the cross again.
没有那个必要了。
It's not necessary.
因为神的儿子已经做完了这一切，也做好了这一切。
Because the Son of God has already done all these, He has accomplished all these.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
We should truly thank our Lord.
说你看到在圣殿的里，在伯度的圣殿里头，好。像是有旧约里头的一些个动作，但是不完全是。
So you see the temple in the kingdom, it seems like they have some actions like the ones in the Old Testament, but it's not.
祭牲杀了是摆在那里做展览。
The sacrifice were killed, but they're just there for display.
不是拿去再烧。
They're not there to be burnt.
是因着那一个。
It's because of that.
我们才懂。
Then we understand.
启示录。第五章里边所说的
was mentioned in Revelation chapter 5,
当一个羔羊被领到神的宝座面前来的时候
when the lamb was led to the throne of God
在约翰的眼睛看来
in the eyes of John
这一个羔羊好像刚被杀的
this lamb he was like he was just slain
你怎么读进去
how do you understand this?
在天上将来新天新地已经开新天新地已经开始要开始了那羔羊显出来了
In the future when the new heaven and earth is to begin the lamb was manifested it's manifested
这一个显出来的羔羊
This lamb that is manifested
他是死过没有问题
It's no question that he has died
但是在约翰的眼睛看见他的时候，时间跟主钉十字架有多长的距离了
？And when John see this, how long has it been since the Lord was crucified on the cross?
我们不知道。
And we don't know.
在这最低限度，以当时约翰所的时间来说呢，都已经距离了几十年了。
But we don't know exactly the time, but at the very least, at the time of John, it has to be several decades.
但是那个事情到我们今天读圣经的人读出来的时候呢
？But when this matter comes to us, when we read the Bible today,
他仍然是好像是才给杀过的那件事情没有过去。
He is still as if he was just slain and has not passed.
多少年了
How many years have passed?
1000多快2000年。
It's almost 2000 years.
你怎么理会这个事情?
How do you understand this letter?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你读了以西结书你就看到,
when you read the book of Ezekiel,
在国度的圣殿的时候, 神已经用着整个旧约的时候律法里面所有的动作, 摆在圣殿的里面, 做什么?
And in the temple, in the kingdom's time, God has placed all the laws, all those things in the temple. What is that for?
做展览,
it's for display.
叫以后的世代看见神的恩慈是如何显明在人的中间。
So for the generations to come to see how God's mercy and loving kindness is manifested. And I've already mentioned it many, many times to brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹,现在,但你要, 我们要读完以西结书的时候,
so when we're about to finish the book of Ezekiel,
我不能不提到这一点。
I have to mention this point.
因为我们必须看见, 神借着以西结所说到, 旧约里头整个的启示如何成为新约里边的实际。
Because God, using Ezekiel to tell us how the entire revelation in the Old Testament will become the reality of the New Testament.
包括新天新地在里边,
including the new heaven and new earth.
是怎么来进行的,
and how it comes about.
所以在以西结书里头没有说完的,
so in the book of Ezekiel, it has not come to a conclusion.
在以后的圣经的里头就不住地围绕着, 那一条线来继续说,
and in the scriptures that comes after Ezekiel, they continue to surround this point.
一直说到启示录的时候,
until the book of Revelation,
说到退不了, 弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事,
at the very end, brothers and sisters, you will see this thing.
什么是?
And what is this?
神的宝座上所并出的那一句话, 成了,
that from the throne of God, it says it is finished.
什么成了?
What is finished?
神永远的旨意成了。
The eternal will of God is completed.
实质加上我们的主也说过成了。
And on the cross, our Lord has spoken these words, it is finished. But it's not the eternal will of God.
是救赎的工作成了。
But it's the work of redemption.
但是等到启示录末了的时候, 神宝座上所并出来的那一个成了。
But when it comes to revelation from the throne of God, it's bursted out, it is finished, it is done. It is truly the accomplishment of God's eternal will. And that's one thing.
什么事?
What is it?
神的帐幕在人间。
That God's tabernacle is among men.
接着呼应了这里面所说的, 这是耶和华的所在。
And just like here it says, this is where the Lord is.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
草草续续的结束以西结束,
and we have to end the book of Ezekiel.
虽然有好多的点, 应该是, 如果有时间, 我们会交通进去, 但是实在不可能这样, 但是你要进入神呢, 永远的旨意成就那个线上的事物呢, 我们该点出来的, 已经点了出来。
And so there are many points that we cannot cover, but the point, the line about accomplishment of God's eternal will, we have pointed out.
弟兄姊妹,你可跟着这一条线来读进神的话语里头。
And brothers and sisters, you can follow this line or this thread to read into God's word.
神的话就真实地成了我们的光照。
And God's words will truly become our illumination.
一直引领我们。 到与神面对面的时候,
and continue to guide us until we see God face to face.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
唱一首诗歌,
let's sing a hymn.
来结束他吧,
we'll end with a hymn.
神的帐幕在人间,
God's tabernacle among men.
在副本18了,
in the hymnary supplement 15, number 15.
跟国义来伸说慈爱，浇满心诚得见着，可怜人尽佛你意，举手将民族告别，你心和尚不沉重的意，朝见后呀波澜，只真情书知心人，呀个流离说如是，无价只爱你深知，天地梦境云心意，天地相连昼夜时，生息一生又浇筑，留笔恩情是不绝，世间风雨不尽无，回归一乐不得离。弟兄第三节
Brothers Verse 3.
大卫安主安跑动，魂间活力满足恩宠，睡着拒绝新人梦，只是愁末未见着，与民同现同欢乐，决意焦点在今天，金银宝石我费尽，回主安书被浇灯。第四节姊妹
Sister verse 4
上天下地同掌心， 我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是把你那永远的旨意是如何的忍耐等待的向地上的人来彰显
Because you have such patience and endurance to manifest your eternal will to the man on earth.
你没有依着人的愚昧你改变你的定义
You did not change your will because of man's foolishness.
一直到现在你还让我们看见你朝着你那个心意来做工做工
Until today, you still let us see you are working and working toward this will.
主啊，到了现在这一个时刻
Lord, until today.
主啊，你多少次让我们看中了你一个顶宝贵的心意在这一个时代里头乃是建造你自己的教会
For so many times you let us see the precious will in your heart is to build your church on earth
你多少次给我们看到
So many times you let us see
如果你的教会建造没有完成
If the building of your church is not finished
国度还没有得着进入地上的路
The kingdom cannot gain a way to enter into earth
主啊我们看见你如何的恩待被掳的犹太人
Lord, we see that how you are gracious to
你让他们在绝望的里边仍然因着你的旨意活在指望中
In the despair because of your will they still live in hope
我们在新约的教会里头的神的儿女我们更明确的知道我们已经在这个永有的指望里
And we who are in the church children of God and all the more we know that we are already in the glorious will of God
主啊但愿你让我们更深的受吸引
Lord may you draw us deeper
让我们现在所活进去的那个指望成为实实际际的身体的建造完成
So that this hope that we're living into will become the reality of the building of your body
把你的国度带进来
to usher in your kingdom
把新天新地带进来
to usher in the new kingdom and new earth
就新耶稣能显出来
so that the new Jerusalem can be manifested
叫万有都在基督里归向你
so that all will be summed up in Christ
而教会成了在这一个指望里前首先得着的人
so that the church in this hope that we will be the ones first gained by you.
这一件事情的意义让我们很清楚的领会。
Let us understand the meaning of this matter very clearly.
主叫我们一切在建造里头的追求不是落在知识里。
So that all the pursuit in this building up will not fall into just knowledge.
是落在你的旨意可以得着完成的那一个实际里。
But it will fall under the accomplishment of your will. Lord, be gracious to us.
吸引我们的心常停留在你那永远的旨意里。
Draw our hearts, it will continue to stay at your eternal will of yours.
主啊，你是等着你的帐幕要在人间。
Lord, you're waiting for your tabernacle to be
here. 我们向你有所求，也要围绕着这一点向你说。
And we'll ask of you, and surrounding this point, we'll say to you,
神啊，求你这帐幕在人间的日子快快的来到。
Lord God, that the day of the tabernacle,
叫所有的荣耀、敬拜、赞美全都归给你。
All the glory and praises and worship be to you.
我们将祷告、仰望、奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.